Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off 5 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from West Bengal and Assam today. DGCA imposes over 22 crore rupee fine on IndiGo Airlines following large-scale delays and cancellations of flights last month. National Testing Agency releases admit cards for JEE Main 2026 Session 1 examination. European Union and South American bloc Mercosur sign major deal to create one of world's biggest free trade zones. U.S. President Donald Trump announces 10% import tariff on goods from 8 European countries, citing their opposition to U.S. control of Greenland. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and New Zealand to be played in Indore this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 5 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from West Bengal and Assam today. He will flag off 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains from Hooghly in West Bengal. These trains are the Howrah Anand Vihar Terminal Amrit Bharat Express, Sialdah Banaras Express and Santragachi Tambram Amrit Bharat Express. The Prime Minister will also flag off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor in Assam's Nagaon district. These trains are the Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and the Dibrugarh Lucknow Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. The new train services will strengthen rail connectivity between the northeast and the northern India, enabling safer and more convenient travel for the people. A report.
The Amrit Bharat Express train has emerged as a boon for Delhi passengers. Currently, 34 Amrit Bharat trains are running across the country, and now with the launch of 5 new Amrit Bharat trains, the number of such trains will go up to 39. These new trains, originating from Assam and West Bengal, will provide affordable long-distance connectivity for states like Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra and Karnataka. These services will cater the additional demand for rail travel while offering a comfortable ride experience for passengers. The Amrit Bharat Express offer non-AC long-distance sleeper class journey at an affordable fare of around 500 rupees per 1000 kilometer. Designed to cater to heavy passenger volumes, especially during festive season, these trains provide affordable and better connectivity for travelers commuting for employment, education and family needs across different parts of the country. Dipendra Kumar, Akashvani News, New Jalpaiguri.
Prime Minister Modi yesterday flagged off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train and also virtually flagged off 4 new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor, Nagaon district in Assam. The 86-kilometre-long Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project is an environmentally conscious national highway project. It will feature 35 kilometres of elevated wildlife corridor that will pass through Kaziranga National Park. The project aims to improve regional connectivity while ensuring protection of the park's rich biodiversity. The project will pass through Nagaon, Karbi Anglong and Golaghat districts and will significantly improve connectivity to Upper Assam, particularly Dibrugarh and Tinsukia. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal. He will lay the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghat, including an inland water transport terminal and a road overbridge. Spanning in an area of approximately 900 acres, Balaghat is being developed as a modern cargo handling terminal with an envisaged capacity of about 2.7 million tons per annum. The Balaghat project aims to significantly improve cargo evacuation efficiency by diverting heavy cargo movement away from congested urban corridors. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Jairambati Borough Gopinathpur Mainapur new rail line. This line is an important part of the Tarkeshwar Bishnupur new rail line project. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress TMC government, labelling it ruthless and calling for its immediate departure from power. Mr. Modi said this while inaugurating new projects worth over 3,000 crore rupees and flagging off several trains at Malda in West Bengal. The Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating that it has reached a critical stage altering regional demographics and local languages. He linked this issue directly to the lack of employment opportunities for the state's youth and cited recent incidents of violence, including the harassment of a female journalist in Beldanga, as evidence of deteriorating law and order. However, he reassured members of the Matua community and those seeking refuge from religious persecution in neighboring countries that they have nothing to fear under the BJP.
Matua naam shudra samudaya ke log hai jo padosi deshon mein dharm ke aadhar par hone wali hinsa se bachne ke liye yahan aaye hain. Unhein darne ki koi zarurat nahi hai. Aise saathiyon ko samvidhan ne भारत में रहने का हक दिया है. मोदी ने CAA के माध्यम से शरणार्थियों को पूरी सुरक्षा दी है.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has imposed over 22 crore rupee fine on IndiGo following large-scale delays and cancellations by the airline in early December last year. During the period of 3rd to 5th December, the cancellation of 2,507 flights and delays of 1,852 flights caused inconvenience to over 3 lakh passengers stranded at various airports. The inquiry committee constituted by the DGCA found that the primary causes for the disruption were over-optimization of operations, inadequate regulatory preparedness, shortcomings in the management structure, and operational control. The committee observed that the airline's management failed to adequately identify planning deficiencies, maintain sufficient operational buffers, and effectively implement the revised flight duty time limitation provisions. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released the admit cards for the JEE Main 2026 Session 1 examination. Candidates appearing for Paper 1 of BE or BTech between the 21st and 24th of this month can download their admit cards by visiting NTA's official website, jeemain.nta.nic.in. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The centre has agreed in principle to shift the border security fence in Punjab closer to the international border. The move will clear the way for unhindered cultivation of thousands of acres of farmland that currently falls beyond the fencing, bringing a major relief for farmers in Punjab's border belt. Punjab shares a 532-kilometer-long border with Pakistan. The PM Vishwakarma Hart 2026 will begin today in the national capital. The exhibition, dedicated exclusively to artisans and craftspeople under the PM Vishwakarma scheme, will be inaugurated by Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Jeetan Ram Manchi. The PM Vishwakarma Hart 2026 aims to celebrate and showcase country's rich heritage of traditional craftsmanship. We have a report.
The exhibition aims to provide a prominent platform for artisans to exhibit and market their handcrafted products to national and international buyers, stakeholders and the general public. More than 117 artisans from all states and union territories across the country will participate in the event, making it a pan-India representation of diverse traditional skills and crafts. The exhibition also seeks to enhance market access, improve visibility and create sustainable livelihood opportunities for beneficiaries of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. The representatives from the foreign missions have also been invited to the PM Vishwakarma Hart 2026. The event will culminate on the 31st of this month and will remain open to the public from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, lakhs of devotees are taking a holy dip in the rivers on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. This is also the third important snan of the annual religious event, the Magh Mela, held at the Sangam in Prayagraj. A report.
Devotees thronged Sangam, a confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and the mythical river Saraswati, at Prayagraj from early morning to take a holy dip on morning Amavasya. Saints and seers of many akhadas, including Kinnar Akhada, also took holy dip at Sangam. The authorities have made special arrangements for pilgrims as many makeshifts, pontoon bridges, tents and security checkpoints have been made. This time, more than 3 kilometer long ghats have been prepared by the administration. Yesterday only, 1 crore 50 lakh people took holy dip on Sangam. Today also, administration is expecting around 3 crore people to take bath in Sangam area. From early morning, devotees are taking bath in rivers and offering prayers. With Sushil Chand Tiwari, Payal Sharma for Akashwani News.
In some international news, the European Union and the South American bloc Mercosur have signed a long-delayed free trade agreement in Asunción, Paraguay, creating one of the world's largest trade zones. The deal will cut more than 90% of tariffs between the EU and the Mercosur countries, including Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay and Uruguay. However, some reductions will be phased in over 10 to 15 years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called the agreement a geopolitical victory, saying it will boost exports, growth and jobs for both regions.
We are creating the largest free trade zone in the world. We are creating a market of 700 million people and a GDP of almost 20% of the global GDP is being traded here. This is phenomenal. And this agreement sends a very strong message to the world. We choose fair trade over tariffs, and above all, we intend to deliver real and tangible benefits to our people and our businesses.
US President Donald Trump has announced a 10% import tariff on goods from 8 European countries starting in February, citing their opposition to US control of Greenland. In a social media post, Trump said the tariff would take effect in February and apply to Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands and Finland. He added that the levy would be raised to 25% from 1st of June if no agreement is reached on what he described as the complete and total purchase of Greenland by the USA. The European leaders had condemned US President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs over Greenland. Back home, the Commission for Air Quality Management in Delhi NCR and adjoining areas has invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan across the entire NCR with immediate effect. The decision comes after Delhi's air quality index touched 400 yesterday, placing it in the very poor category. On to sports. In men's cricket, hosts India will take on New Zealand in the decisive third and final ODI of the series at the Holkar Stadium in Indore today. The match is set to start at 1:30 p.m. Indian time. The series is currently tied at 1-1, with India winning the opening match and New Zealand bouncing back to win the second. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thanks, Anuja. All Dailies have noticed the arrival of Indians from Iran with an accompanying photo of the first batch, including students, pilgrims and workers. The Times of India headline says, Relief and reunions as Indians arrive from Iran. The first Vande Bharat sleeper launched to run between Kolkata and Guwahati, informs the Hindu. IndiGo hit with record 22 crore rupee fine for December chaos, writes Hindustan Times. The world's first legally binding agreement to protect marine life in international waters takes effect under the High Seas Treaty, reports the Statesman. And finally, in the first Republic Day after Operation Sindoor this year, the public will get to see military assets in sequence they would appear during actual combat, wearing the battle gear, cites the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off 5 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from West Bengal and Assam today. DGCA imposes over 22 crore rupee fine on IndiGo Airlines following large-scale delays and cancellations of flights last month. National Testing Agency releases admit cards for JEE Main 2026 Session 1 examination. European Union and South American bloc Mercosur signed major deal to create one of world's biggest free trade zones. US President Donald Trump announces 10% import tariff on goods from 8 European countries, citing their opposition to US control of Greenland. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.